Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Well, it's the start of a brand new week here on Kona Edge, although it doesn't quite feel like it being in South Africa. It's Workers' Day today, and another public holiday. We've had a whole host of them over the last few weeks. I actually don't even know what day of the week it is, if I have to be honest, but everyone's back to work tomorrow. Schools are back. Not that I haven't stopped working. We've been working all the way through, but that's just one of those things. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to chat some running with Ben Rudson. Another fantastic chat that's coming up in just a moment as well. Don't forget, too, if you wouldn't mind checking out the Kona Edge's patron page, if you'd like to become a patron of the Kona Edge. We've had a few in the last week or so that are helping us out, and you can get your name in lights in the Hall of Fame, so to speak. So head over to thekonaedge.com/patron. That's P-A-T-R-O-N. That's where you can get all the details. It's time for the Coach's Corner, and today we put in the spotlight on Superfly Coaching. Superfly Coaching has helped dozens of athletes reach the Ironman World Championships in Kona, as well as the 70.3 Worlds and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several coaching books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. They've already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so why not let them help you? Whether you're attempting to release a few pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. If you're interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional, then be sure to partner up with Superfly Coaching. Their coaching plans are just like their clients, no two are alike, and once you've chosen the service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. To find out more about Superfly Coaching, head over to trainingbible.com. You can also head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching to read up a little bit more about them and check out some of the other coaches in our coaching corner. If you are a coach yourself and you'd like to be featured on this podcast, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. All the details are there. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page. You can get all the details. And if you're looking for a coach, be sure to check out that page as well. Then we head back to catch up with Benjamin Rudson on this edition of the podcast. Benjamin, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Benjamin, I'm sure you am to talk a little bit about your run. It is the strongest out of the three disciplines. You've got sub-3 marathon under the belt. You're a pretty decent runner.
Yeah, it's definitely the one that's coming most natural to me, and I think it's definitely my best leg of the three sports.
It helps. It's if your run is that strong, what do you think has given you that sort of strength on the run? Is there something you can pinpoint that you've done over time that's really, really sort of moved the needle?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. Obviously, first and foremost, you have to put the work in. And I have, I put a lot of miles in. I've done the right thing many times, and been fortunate enough to stave off injuries and, treat it with respect. So I think, just putting the miles in and putting the proper workouts in have been key to that physical development. But I think the big thing too is the mental aspect, more so even than in open running, in triathlon running, it's so important to have a strong mental game, and to be able to have that run confidence, to be able to hop off that bike and know, I got this run now, but that's not a problem. It's such a huge thing, and it's really an X factor in the sport, being able to know that you can chase down anyone in your age group off the run. And I think what it really stems from is that confidence is all my, tough mental sessions, getting out there in the bad weather, be it really cold, really hot, these tough mental sessions. I remember one I did building up to my open marathon where I went sub-3. I popped up a treadmill up in the gym and stuck it against a blank wall and ran staring at this wall for 35 kilometers. And, it wasn't glamorous, but, you go through a lot of haunting images go through your mind as you're staring at this concrete wall for 2.5 hours. But, although maybe I don't recommend staring at a concrete wall for 2.5 hours, mental sessions are definitely critical for a good Ironman run.
Absolutely. What do you, I'm sure those ones aren't one you enjoy that much, but what do you love doing from a workout perspective on the run?
Yeah. So, kind of continuing the theme from the swim and bike, I think is, adding in kind of high intensity efforts into your runs. And this is something I actually do in almost every run now. is strides. You know, I think so many of us don't run fast. You know, we do a lot of slow and steady runs, you know, never really get that heart racing. And I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate. You know, when I first started running, I think my pace in the 5K was only 10 seconds per kilometer slower than my half marathon pace. You know, and that really shouldn't be the case. You know, that's a kind of a sign of some problems. So kind of getting that top end speed, I think, is incredibly valuable. And although, you know, many listeners are interested in Ironman racing, I can't express enough the value of getting that short course speed up and building up that 5K speed and that 10K speed and how it'll pay off. So a big thing for me, a nice way to incorporate this is by doing strides. So basically what I do is every single run I go on, you know, I find a straight stretch to road or hop over to the track. And basically during the middle of my workout, I'll go and do some strides. So what that looks like is you start off at a jog and you're going to accelerate slowly over about, you know, 80 meters to a kind of a full out sprint for 3 or 4 strides. And then you're going to decelerate. So what this does, it just kind of gets the heart rate up. It opens up your legs, gets your blood racing a bit, reminds you how to run fast, which I think many of us tend to forget, if that, even though that sounds funny. And just doing that, you know, 3 or 4 times every single run, you know, it's really not that strenuous. You can do it in the snow. You can do it in the heat. You know, really, it's not like a crazy hard track session, but just incorporating that into your daily runs or your bi-daily runs is incredibly valuable. And I think you'll see huge gains in both physically and mentally from those.
Let's talk about the mental side of things and digging yourself out of holes in a run. It happens to everyone.
Yep.
I mean, you mentioned you hit the wall in your first marathon at about 30K mark, which is pretty much par for the course. I think everyone has a story like that. But
yep,
we all go through bad patches in the run. What are some of your strategies to get yourself out of those bad patches to sort of keep going? Because we know they don't last forever, but you can get into this sort of deep hole and really struggle to get out.
Yeah, and I mean, what it comes down to really is just mental fortitude and just being able to play games with your kind of mind. You know, I've been really fortunate enough in all my races, except for one, I've come off the bike feeling really good and really ready to run. Unfortunately, that one exception was Kona. I got off the bike and I knew as soon as my feet stepped on the ground there on the pier that it was going to be a long day at the office on that run. And, you know, it's a hot one, as I'm sure you can appreciate, and it was going to be a battle. From the first few strides out of the tent there, I knew it was going to be a real battle there. So I think what it came down to is that was really a test of my mental fortitude. You know, there's 3.5 hours of me grinding it out on the Hawaiian pavement and battling. So what you got to do is you just got to play games, right? You know, if when I started that run, I had 42 kilometers to traverse in, you know, 35 degree weather with a ton of humidity with a brutal course. You know, if I started thinking that way, it was going to be a very, very long day. Instead, you really got to break up the course in segments. And I know that sounds a bit cliche. And when I first started running, people say, oh, break it up in segments. And it, you know, I didn't really believe them. Like, how is that going to help me? I can't fool myself. I know I have to do the full distance. But, you know, pick out landmarks, pick out moments on the course. You know, hopefully you've done your recon on the course. You know where the different kind of landmarks on the course are and milestones. So I knew when I was stepping out of that run, it's like, okay, you know, just get to that turnaround on Ali. And from there on, you know, if you want to walk, do it. But you're going to run to Ali'i at least. And then, you know, get to Ali'i and you're like, well, you know what? Like, let's get to the energy lab. You know, if I made it this far, I can suck it up for another hour, get to the energy lab. And once you get to the energy lab, you're like, well, shoot, you know, I've already over halfway, you know, just get this thing done. And, you know, the quicker I get this run done, the quicker I can go relax and get out of the heat and get a change of clothes and a shower. So, you know, it's all about playing the mental games, and it really is whatever that is. You know, whatever really drives you, whatever you're really motivated for, just find that thing. And, you know, the more running you do, the more training you do, the more visualizing you do in training, you know, you'll start to figure out these tricks and these tips for you to how to get through these tough sessions. But I think, like, at the least, I would definitely recommend, you know, playing those hard sessions in, experimenting around with visualization, and really trying to think about what drives you and just getting those tough sessions under your belt. As I mentioned in the previous episode, you know, just having those experiences of running in extreme heat for 10K or going out in the blizzard for 10K or, you know, when you're staring at a treadmill, staring at a concrete wall for 2.5 hours, all those like stories make a mosaic in your mind and you can really build on those experiences to push through.
Absolutely. I think that's fabulous advice. Benjamin, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
there you have it. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Ben today. Before I leave, don't forget, up for grabs, an entry into an Ironman race. And all you have to do, if you'd like to win, is head over to theconaedge.com/win. Also, be sure to leave us a review and a rating. That's how you can get your name into that draw, just like Stephen Chavez did. He left a review. There was 5 stars. It's a very nice change of pace. He says it's very nice to have short sessions to listen to once in a while. The longer episodes get a bit too much to digest. That's cool, Stephen. Each to their own, I guess. So having some something specific to learn and listen to is a breath of fresh air. And that's exactly what we wanted to do with this podcast. There's lots of great triathlon podcasts out there. But, some of them are like an hour, 2 hours long. And I don't know about you, but I definitely don't have 2 hours a day to listen to a podcast. He said, I'll definitely be recommending the Kona Edge to as many people as possible. Stephen, you are a legend. And if I could ask you as well, if you haven't left us a review, please do. And all you have to do is head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/win. If you have left us a review and maybe you listen to a podcast and you go, you know what? My mate Joe down at the Triathlon Club would love this. Please just share it with him. You can send it via WhatsApp, email, whatever. The more people we get listening to the podcast, obviously, the happier it makes me. Stephen says, thank you and keep up the good work. Maybe one day I can be a guest. Stephen, here's the deal. You qualify and race on the Big Islands. My email address is brad@theconaedge.com and I'll get you on. So there's some extra added motivation to get you onto the Big Island. So if you'd like to be in touch as well, that email address comes straight to my inbox. It's brad@theconaedge.com. I love hearing from people all over the world. That was from Stephen Chavez in the United States. Stephen, thank you. Much appreciated, mate. Until tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theconaedge.com/runningseminar.